Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Made it in safely. No hail damage here. Did you guys get hail? I didn't get anything in Little Fun.
Oh, yeah. We got a little sprinkling of some hail, about 20 minutes worth of it. But mine was just like, I don't know, corn size?
Yeah, corn size hail?
Pea size. There you go. Pea size.
So it was one of the vegetables.
Corn size.
Downtown Denver got like hit.
Yeah.
Like, I saw flooding and they had like bobcats out shoveling it. And
yeah.
People were like, oh my God, it's like snow. It's like we had a blizzard, but it ruined my car. And yeah, insurance companies are probably freaking out over this.
Well,
yeah.
And I saw in Denver, it was actually golf ball sized hail.
My girlfriend's the one that lives out in Denver, and yeah. She said luckily her car is in a little overpass, but she said windows were shattered all over her place for all the cars that parked on the street.
Oh,
auto glass companies are rubbing their hands together.
You hate
dent
to walk
repair
out.
Places are rubbing their hands together. They're like, it's going to be a good Christmas this year. We're making lots of money.
Hail in Colorado is insane. Hail? No, is what I say to the hail.
Did you just make that up?
No.
You just thought of that now, didn't you? Yeah.
We got to get you on a local news station because of all of your
my little
dad puns.
Hadeisms. Yeah.
Corn size hail and everything.
Someone likes
I saw a picture of the hail that Katie was holding up. You guys should have seen her hands.
No,
thought it was her boyfriend holding it.
Hashtag man hands.
I had a little bit too much sodium yesterday, yeah. So my hands are on swole.
Does that cause your wrist to grow hair too?
Absolutely. You don't know the side effects that happen with that.
Thick. Thick. I'm reading the story. You seen this where police are investigating videos of men emerging from New York City sewers?
Oh,
what's
moles.
That all about
the
this morning?
The mole people.
Is it mole people?
Yeah, that's what they're calling them, but I guess they're just like urban explorers or what they're finding out.
It says they're groups of men not affiliated with any public works crews.
Yeah.
They're climbing out of manholes in various Brooklyn neighborhoods last week. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, they say that, yeah, they're out there exploring. There's video of multiple groups of men getting in and out of these sewer systems.
Ew.
But, yeah, that's what they're expecting. How crazy, though. When I first saw it, I was like,
ew.
Who's living in the sewers?
Ew.
Like, what kind of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles
it's the penguin.
Is happening?
Yeah, it's the Ninja
no.
Turtles or the penguin from
yes.
Batman. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Batman
nothing,
Returns.
Nothing good happens in the sewers.
There's gangs you know? Down there.
Yeah.
They went down there and did scour it, and they say there's nothing nefarious left behind. I love the word nefarious.
I do, too.
Nefarious. But, yeah, it does sound like that these guys are maybe just looking for treasure or things that have been flushed down into the sewer system. They're like those magnet guys that go out and throw the magnets into water and stuff
yeah.
and pull out loot and treasure.
And they're just bored.
That's a bunch of bored dudes.
Yeah, because I think, like, I know someone who does that here in the Denver metro area, and that's kind of it, is they just, like,
it's a single guy
sitting at home, and he's like, I just want to do
something,
yeah, more, you know, productive with my time, so I go explore.
You can only go to so many adult websites.
Exactly. He's like, abandoned warehouses it is.
Urban exploring it is. All right, well, okay. Well,
it's better than rotting your brain on the iPad, right?
I guess so. Like,
hey.
I guess so. All right, time for a quick sports report. Josh, before we get to your stuff, I do want to let everybody know that if you love Animal Planet's annual Puppy Bowl that's on
the Super Bowl
Sunday, well, now the producers are making a soccer version exclusively for LG Channels. It's a four-part event called LG Channels World Pup. And it's 48 rescue puppies as they play soccer in a bracket-style competition to raise adoption awareness. They say there's going to be 12 shelters and rescues from across the country participating. It's going to premiere on June 10th, the day before the World Cup. And you can watch it if you have an LG Smart TV or LGChannels.com. But they're glomming on to the Puppy Bowl. And, the Puppy Bowl works for me. We watch it before the Super Bowl. It's
every year.
It's the cutest damn thing.
Plus 48 puppies together.
I know.
So World Pup's going to be pretty darn good.
Hot dog, sign me up.
Like, yeah. Come on.
The World Pup.
That's the cutest thing.
Good boy. All right, what other sports stuff?
Well, there are so many sports events going on right now, from the World Cup to the NCAA Division I baseball tournament going on right now. The Virginia Cavaliers were in it. They did end up just getting eliminated, but one of those baseball baseball players. Steven Schock. I hope I'm saying his last name correctly.
Good guy. Good guy.
He is a pitcher, a closer specifically for the Virginia Cavaliers. And after a big, big shutout win and a couple innings pitched, he delivered one of the greatest post-game interviews I have ever heard in my entire life.
You know, you walk into a stadium, 8,000 people, they all want you to lose. But as long as you got your 26 guys ready to kick ass or kick butt, you're going to be all right. Sorry, I sweared. I shouldn't have.
No, you're good, man. Let's go back to that last inning, ninth inning. What are the emotions like entering that inning?
Well, emotions are go in, win. I heard a fan offer free Dippin' Dots if I blew it, which the price of Dippin' Dots with inflation is just unreal. So for a brief moment, I was like, damn, Dippin' Dots sound good. But also, I thought in the back of my head, we win today, we win them tonight. We're going to be here another day. That's more per diem. So that means I can buy my own Dippin' Dots and be a winner. It's really easy pitching when you got a defense like ours.
Does anything make you nervous?
Caves.
Like, what are these answers happening right here? Does anything make you nervous? Obviously about baseball. No, caves make me pretty nervous,
right?
Though.
He's got a point.
Well, yes. First of all, caves are very scary. But then back to the Dippin' Dots thing.
The fact that he almost threw the game for Dippin' Dots is my favorite thing ever.
That's the best. And then talking about per diem, this is a blue-collar guy. Like, I need some, you mean some of that per diem. You know, I got to pitch good to get my per diem, be able to buy some Dippin' Dots.
He was stoned.
Oh, no. He's in the middle of a college World Series game thinking about Dippin' Dots.
It's just funny. I think he knew, like, we're going to be talking about his post-game interview for weeks to come. So.
Pretty good.
Come on, man. Very Shout out good. To you, Steven Schock. You're going to have a heck of a career in something. Maybe Dippin' Dots sales after your baseball career.
You're talking to the media like that?
They better scoop him up. I smell an endorsement opportunity.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we were right. It's official. We were talking about this yesterday, speculating that Taylor Swift would be somehow involved in Toy Story 5. And yes, she has written an original song for the Toy Story 5 soundtrack called I Knew It, I Knew You.
We knew it.
Blech.
We knew it.
Comes out on Friday. Taylor says, quote, I've always dreamed of getting to write for these characters who I've adored since I was 5 years old, watching the first Toy Story movie.
Has she?
She says, I fell instantly in love with Toy Story 5 when I was lucky enough to see it in its early stages, and I wrote this song as soon as I got home from the screening.
Did she?
Sometimes you just know, right? Now, cut me a big fat check.
Yeah.
So anyway, Tay-Tay's involved in the new T.S. movie,
I
which
like
is
it.
Perfect.
I can't wait to hear it. Like, I think we're going to
be... It's a good move
be...
on Disney's part.
When's the last time we had a good old-fashioned movie song played on the radio? Like, it has to be Let It Go, right?
Golden, yeah.
Oh.
It's like...
Okay.
Don't worry, you'll hear about it 40 times.
I guess there's that.
3 minutes.
I meant like a movie, like in the theaters. Like, that was like a Netflix movie, probably. Kind of a trending popular thing. I mean, like... In the movies,
it was,
you know?
The Bruno song. We played Bruno. I don't know about Bruno or who's
Bruno.
Or
but even
something.
That Let It Go from Frozen
Let
was
it go.
A big one.
Oh, God.
You know, but...
This one's going to be country. They said she's going back to her country roots as well.
Okay.
So
gonna...
Hey.
Hey, Tay.
Play. New survey of 2,000 Americans revealed people begin prioritizing their sleep over social activities at the age of 32.
Mm-hmm.
Respondents turned down approximately 4 plans monthly. Typically rejecting events starting after 9. Absolutely. God. Yes.
At night?
At night.
Like 6:30 for me.
To avoid late night outings, some create elaborate excuses, blah, blah, blah. And nearly half feel no guilt about canceling plans just to sleep. Yeah. Yeah, it starts shifting. 32 seems a little young.
Well,
but...
no, but it's getting younger and younger. The younger generation is not sacrificing their sleep and their money and their time to go out like we did.
Yeah.
So I think that's just going to get younger and younger.
You're missing out on some fun stories and fun events, but whatever. Get your sleep. And then one final thing. If you want to age slower, researchers at the University College in London. Hello! Found that people who regularly engage in arts and cultural activities are aging just a little bit slower. So they're suggesting that you listen to music, you read more, you go to museums. I guess it doesn't really say why. I would imagine, though, that just probably slows your stress.
Yeah.
All of that stuff and your anxiety and your depression. Just reading your favorite book, listening to your favorite music. Going to museums and just kind of wandering around, not being on a schedule. And you're walking.
Yeah.
Walking and learning. Too. You're constantly learning, whether you're
mouth
reading
breathing.
Or going. Yeah. I love a good museum. I love
look
a good
at the
museum.
Dinosaur bones.
Yeah, I like too. Museums too. Yeah. You just get to immerse yourself in it, and
the
I think that's
exhibit.
I love immersing
you know,
myself.
But you're right, I think Katie? It really like you get to forget about the world the way it is now, and you really get to be like, wow, in this day and age, like this is what was happening. You know,
I like the is it the Hall of Life at the Denver Museum with all the taxidermy animals and everything that you
yes,
walk through.
I think
that
I like
is
it.
My favorite. Oh, that's the best.
Really.
Yeah.
Of all the things.
What are those
you
dioramas?
Like yes, I love
the dioramas
those.
When you go in there and you see all the different animals that have been, you know, stuffed.
Yeah.
But they look like they're in their natural habitat, and then they got like cavemen and stuff too in there. And
I like the space exhibit.
I think
too.
It's Hall of
one.
Life.
I haven't been in that one.
Oh, it was always
check
the best.
It out. Yeah.
I think they still have it. Anyway,
Hall
what's going on
life.
Locally?
Sounds wonderful. All right. Well, first of all, that hail yesterday. My goodness. Oh. They have a story about a woman in Aurora being rescued. There's a photograph floating around where the front end of her sedan, it's a red car, but you can only see the front end of it because the rest of it has sunk into a huge pile of hail. But it was like the hail was on top of floodwaters, and she like sunk into it. And how terrifying for her, but hell no, right? Come on.
Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no. To the no, no, no.
I gotta tell you guys how excited Katie was for me to play that.
Well, it's like the perfect song for my story. I was like, do we have the guy singing about hail? Because I'd like to play him during
got
my
so
mile
excited
high
off the air.
If we could do that,
it was
please.
Adorable.
Well, it's funny because that has happened to me when I was back when it was still Pepsi Center. I was getting off on Auraria Parkway. And anyone who's familiar, you're going northbound on I-25 and you get off on that exit and it's a big old dip. Right. It is a big old dip that brings you up into the Auraria campus area. And that was completely covered in water one time. And me and my little old Toyota Camry just boom right through it. And it completely submerged me in water. So then I kept driving and my engine was like, that's exactly what my. That's exactly.
You know, Katie
exactly
was going about 82 getting on Auraria.
Well, and then in my mind, because I was like in my 20s, this was a long time ago. I was like, well, I just need to hit the gas harder and it's going to make it better. I know, like my engine sounded like it was drowning. It was the craziest sound. I know. So I just feel for this lady because I know how easy that can happen. Like this was covered with hail. Like, she didn't know there was water underneath. Stop looking at me like I'm
silly. I'm just letting you talk.
Because I truly feel like this can happen to more people than you think. So
probably mostly women
aware.
Drivers. But
no. Be aware.
Hunch. That's just a hunch.
Be aware when you're out there because the weather's going to be crazy this
it'll
summer.
It'll get you.
I just know
it'll
it.
It'll get you.
Just know it.
Watch okay, out, ladies.
So, not just ladies. There's everybody out there who could. This could happen to you. So,
it
just
could
be
happen
careful.
To anyone.
Be careful.
But more so if you're
no,
if you're
no,
a
no,
woman
no, 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 don't you say it. It can happen to anybody.
Yeah, you bet.
You know, anybody can go out to this new travel center up by DIA.
Really?
It's called Elevate.
Okay.
And it's actually, what's neat about it is it's not out at the terminals and everything, right? It's a couple miles from the terminals, but they're going to have so much stuff, and they're really gearing it towards people who are going to be out and about in that area. So they're going to have 48 fueling positions. What's that remind you of? Like a Bucky's,
a Bucky's.
Right? Yes. So
or a
imagine,
Costco.
Imagine that. Like it's going to be, they're going to have not only the gas station amenities that we all come to know and love, they've got a rooftop deck, a dog park, and a bar. Like they're going to have a bar out at this place. It's called Elevate, and they're hoping to open it this summer. But 12,000 square feet, and it's going to be a, quote, welcoming haven for travelers and Coloradans. But
nice.
It's a collaboration with DIA and an investment company out there. Again, hoping to just bring more things out to that area. We heard about that Target and that whole new thing that they're building out in that, you know, space just to make
is
it easier
slogan,
for travelers.
Fill up your tank and get tanked.
Oh. I don't know if they've came up with the slogan
that
yet.
Should
but
be it.
That's a good one. I'm glad you put that one
tanked
out
squared.
There. Tanked squared.
Get tanked while you fill up your tank.
There you go. There it is. Right there. Okay. But again, that new place, Elevate, coming this summer. And then on the opposite side of that, some construction was halted in Glendale. So they're playing the blame game out there in Glendale. It's between the city of Glendale and the developer who's making that big old... You remember the Glendale? They had a whole thing planned where they had a theater, restaurants, bars, a parking garage, and more. $150 million is what they were going to put into this like shopping center. It was over by where we used to work, off Colorado Boulevard, right? Yeah. City Glendale. So again, they're just blaming each other back and forth, saying that the developer dropped the ball. No, the city of Glendale dropped the ball. But the best quote that I could find was Glendale city manager Chuck Line said, and I quote, "It's like a divorce with multiple kids and the wife is pregnant." That's Jeez. What they're dealing with over there.
What a quote.
Trying to direct piece that together.
Quote. Yeah. Direct quote. But the 40, it's on hold, actually, and they have no idea when they're going to start it up again. But they started to do some of this construction. So they've been doing it. They broke ground for it.
But it's on hold now.
It's on hold right now, and hopefully they'll get
an
update.
Is the developer
soon,
a woman who got trapped in a hailstorm and she's floating away somewhere?
It doesn't have to be a woman.
Listen, we
got to
put
person.
This on hold. There's a our developer
person.
Is a lady floating away.
No. No, no, no,
in
no,
a
no.
river of hail right now. So,
no,
there's
Jeremy.
That. Hell no.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Okay, so I had to go make a purchase. I finally wrapped up my basement. So it's going to be like a little entertainment area for the kids and things like that. So, like a typical dude, I was like, I got to get a big TV down here.
Yeah.
And when I finished it, I kind of designed it where I had this wall where I knew I could fit about an 86-inch TV on there.
About?
Because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
I could go bigger if I wanted.
Okay.
But I was like, 86 is perfect. And you think, wow, that's going to be an awesome purchase. That's so cool.
It's a massive TV.
You know you've made it win, right? You can go buy an 86-inch TV. So I called up my dad and took the old F-150 down to one of those... big box stores there.
Uh-huh.
And found the one I wanted. I've never felt more like an idiot in my life buying an 86-inch TV. Yeah. You look like an idiot when you buy that big of a TV.
Everyone's staring at you,
Every
I imagine.
Every person
yep.
in the...
yep.
Sam/Costco. I'm not telling you where I went.
I would be staring at you.
And then it's like two of us trying to load it up onto one of those like flatbed carts.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then maneuvering through that kind of store.
Excuse me.
With
excuse
a
me.
Wall, essentially. You're moving a wall through the store.
Might as well be drywall.
And you're trying to dodge carts and people with other flatbeds, you know, and it was like hell getting out of there. And the amount of comments you get from
I would have been like, I think you need a bigger TV. Like, that would have been me.
You know how many guys get, you should have went for the 100-inch, derby, derby, derby. Like, we had four guys say the exact same thing. Are you sure you don't want to go for the 100-inch, then? You might as well go big. And then so we get it out to the parking lot, and then you feel like another, you know, that's another idiot move as you got to back the truck up, basically, to the front entrance, and you're trying to load this thing on a truck and strap it down. And then a lady comes by and goes, somebody's compensating. And then you're just like, you can go to hell too.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then driving that home, you know, like with that thing sticking out of a truck and everyone looking at you.
You can't
like,
even close
it's such
the tailgate.
The tailgate was down.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
It's such a – I'm not a pretentious, showy guy, and it was just – I felt so pretentious driving down the road with that, people looking at you, and they're all of them thinking, look at this a-hole, you know? Look at this guy showing off. And then you get it into the neighborhood, and you got to back it into the driveway, and then all the neighbors
all the
are coming
neighbors.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, should have got the 100-inch. And every one of them, all the guys are out there with their hands on their hips. How are you going to get that downstairs? Yeah. Is that going to fit? I hope you measure.
Hope you measure.
And then, yes, trying for me and my dad to unload that thing out of the truck and maneuver it through the hallways of the house and then down to the basement and then finally getting it down there and looking at it going, dang, I probably got one too big.
the 76, I think.
And I will tell you, we set it up down there, and I turned it on, and it was evening. Turned all the lights off. I wanted to see how clear the picture is, and we fired that thing up and sat on the couch, and it is brighter than a thousand suns.
Oh, no.
We essentially have to apply some SPF and put on sunglasses when we're watching TV in the basement. I got a dollhouse I'm trying to get rid of.
Do you? Okay.
I posted this dollhouse is like 4 foot tall, and it's my, it used to be my daughter's. I put it on next door. You know, you can't trust next door now because all I'm getting is random messages from dudes.
Oh.
Send me more pictures of your dollhouse. Here's my number. Is it still available? My name's John. I'm like, no, yes. I'm not replying to any of this. You can't even trust next door now when you're trying to get rid of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's all creepy, you know, spammy, you know, stuff on there.
You can only trust Facebook Marketplace for that, Jer.
And the one lady, yeah, yeah. And the one lady's like, is this still available? If so, you need to text my husband, Ron. I'm like, yeah, I'm not texting anybody.
No, yeah.
Especially a random Ron.
Miss me with Ron, actually.
Yeah. Anyway, you got to find some sort of bougie kid to give this dollhouse to, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Bougie kids. Speaking of bougie kids.
Nice segue.
I could not believe what I ran into the other day. So
what?
I was with my friend. We were picking up her little kiddo from this pretty, like, you know, high-end neighborhood. They had the gate and everything.
Ooh.
And so we roll in and we roll up to this house and we park her car. And then all of a sudden, we are surrounded by Power Wheel Cybertrucks. Have you seen these?
Have you seen them?
They're nicer than
Are they
than
shiny?
My...
They're like aluminum or...
They
I want one.
Are so nice.
I gotta look it up.
Immediately I looked it up. They're like $1,500. I was like, maybe I need a little kid cyber. This is how I can afford a Cybertruck is when it's in Power Wheels fashion.
Oh my God, look at it.
Completely caught me off guard. I wasn't ready for it because...
You can buy it right from Tesla.
You can. Tesla's where you get them from, actually. They sell them. Again, $1,500 you can get on the payment plan if you'd like. But it totally caught me off guard because already when I see just the original Cybertrucks rolling around, they get my attention right away, right? Like, they are very eye-catching. But when you see the little mini version, I forgot how to breathe for a second. I was like,
okay, they're
what
pretty cute, actually.
Is happening? And you know that that kid is rolling large if they're rolling around in a Cybertruck. And I'm not kidding you. This whole neighborhood had them. It was a fleet of Power Wheel Cybertrucks.
They go 80 miles an hour.
Isn't that wild? Like, it's crazy the way that they look just like the Cybertrucks.
Exactly.
Though.
Spot on.
In a spitting image.
And
it's
then
like,
the kid's sitting in the back of it. It looks a little ridiculous.
It's a little ridiculous.
The pictures I'm seeing is like some grown men sitting in them too.
It's
the same guys
it.
Trying to get my dollhouse, I think.
It's the first time I'd ever seen them. So it just completely, again, got my attention, caught me off guard. And I was like, what do your parents do? What are your parents taking home?
$1,500 for a Power Wheel.
For a Power Wheel. But again, there was five of them. In the same vicinity. So
they
I don't
see
know
me rolling.
I know. I don't know if this was a household of children and they all had their own Cybertruck or if this was like friends, right? Like a friend group and one of them got the Cybertruck. So then all the other ones had to keep up with them and get Cybertrucks as well. But could you just imagine these little kids rolling down the street and they're like,
it's pretty
actually.
Cool. There's a lot of spoiled kids out there.
Oh my goodness. But yeah. That's
a bougie kid.
That's a bougie kid right there.
I kind of have to laugh about it because at the end of our block and around the corner yesterday, I guess some family had put out their old Power Wheel. Like, it was like, I don't know what it was, a Jeep or something stupid. Anyway, my son was out riding his bike around and he saw it and it had a free sign on it. Next thing I know, I had to run some errands. I came home and this stupid Power Wheel is in my garage.
Oh, he got it.
He was trying to charge it and everything. I was like, no, we're not taking some random Power Wheel and trying to charge this battery that we have no idea where this battery's been or where it's from. It's like, do not set the house on fire.
That's what's going to happen.
No.
That household down the street upgraded to the Cybertruck.
That's
what happened.
Right. That's nutty, Kilo Katie. Yeah. Wow.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Mix 100 radio station. Here's how it works. We'll get you on the air, get to know you, and then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. seems easy, but once that timer starts, you kind of freeze up a little bit. But it is a lot of fun, and you get to become a radio superstar for a few minutes. So give us a call, especially if you've never played before. As always, we like talking to our newbies. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Now, if you get placed on hold, do not hang up. Do not hang up. Katie, give us some examples of ones we've done in the past.
Okay, because, yeah, you never know what you're going to ask. You have said before, quick, name five famous bald men or five movies with one word in the title. The one that won it yesterday was Gregory, who could name five dinosaurs, no problem. Big dino expert yesterday. So you never know what you're going to ask when it comes to the categories, Jer.
Yeah, but the key is you just got to call in and play. Again, if you get placed on hold, do not hang up. I'm putting people on hold and you guys are instantly hanging up. Don't do that. 303-691-1649. I think people freak out like, oh my God, I made it through. Never mind. Now, epic prize this week. Double prize.
Yeah, we've got a couple prizes to hook you up with. First of all, a Bally's Casino prize pack. And this one's worth $300. So big deal. You get $100 in slot play, $100 dining voucher, and Bally's swag. But wait, there's more. You're getting tickets to Celestia as well. So this is pretty fun. It's an experience. And you can go check out St. John's Cathedral.
No, that's not right. They're getting Mumford & Sons.
Mumford & Sons.
Yeah, Celestia's
right.
For Katie Crush.
Katie Crush, my bad. Okay, Mumford & Sons. We got all kinds of prizes to give away today.
Katie's so confused.
That's right. Mumford & Sons tickets up for grabs. I believe they're going to be at Folsom Field. So
there
still a great
is.
Prize.
There it is. All right, want to play 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We'd love to have you. Who do we got here? Who's been holding the longest? We got a Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you, Melissa?
I am great.
Yeah, what are you doing right now?
Driving home from the airport.
Oh, yeah? Did you just get back to town, or did you dump somebody off?
I dropped my son off.
Where's he going?
He's a pilot. I have no idea where he's going this morning.
Oh. You didn't ask him?
No, I didn't ask you.
No, like, I don't care. Funny. Get out of the car.
It's but people who work at the airline, they hate that question because they always go somewhere different, right? So it's not a big deal
every
to them.
Day.
Yeah,
true.
I learned that. I learned
true.
That.
Exactly.
All right, exactly. Melissa. Are you, you a big movie fan?
Not really.
Well,
wow, this should be good.
This will be good then for you.
You got this, Melissa.
Now, no sequels, no help, no cheating, but in 10 seconds, I need five movies starring The Rock. Go.
Jumanji,
yep.
Not Jumanji 2,
nope.
Oh my God, I can't think of any of them.
Oh,
it's
all right.
He's been in so many.
I love him.
He's so dreamy, isn't he, Melissa?
He is.
All right,
for
well,
sure.
You got one. It was nice talking to you. Thanks for kicking things off. Have a great Tuesday.
Thanks, you too.
All right,
bye,
bye-bye.
Melissa.
Hi, Amber. Amber.
Good morning.
Oh.
Hey, there she is.
You snuck
there
up on
she
us.
Is.
You going
Hi.
To the gym?
I'm going to the gym.
Get it, girl.
Leg day.
Yeah.
Squats, bro.
Yeah.
Do you, is it abs day?
Abs.
You got solid abs?
Maybe.
Yeah. You ever do that thing where you tell your friends to hit you in the stomach just to see?
Absolutely not.
Right? That is a guy thing.
My kids kick me every now and again, so.
Whoa! You might want to talk to somebody about that, Amber.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Are you a movie fan?
A little bit.
Like sci-fi? Are you into sci-fi movies?
No.
All right, well, in 10 seconds, I need like the full titles of any five Star Wars movies. Go.
Yep. Nope. Not a Star Wars fan.
Oh, no.
No clue.
Nothing, huh?
Oh, no.
Nothing.
Not a one, huh?
Sorry. Right.
Give me Cars.
You're into Cars instead?
I'm into Cars.
Oh, darn
I
it.
Done, yeah.
My next one was Dodge
one
Vehicles.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
All
next right.
time.
All right, Amber. Get your sweat on. We'll
Have
see
a
you
great
later.
Good morning. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Amber.
Jennifer.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hello. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. My screen says you're just hanging out.
Yeah, nothing fun today.
Just nothing at all?
No, I did everything yesterday, so I'm just going to sit back and relax.
Just going to sit in a beanbag chair and
that sounds lovely.
Stare at a wall, huh?
Yes.
All right. You binge watching any TV shows right now?
No.
No, not even watching TV?
I'm not. Well, I am making a pinata for my nephew's birthday party,
hey,
so I'll probably do that. Aww. Yeah.
What's the pinata?
So it's going to be fairies and dinosaurs. It's for her little daughter, too.
That's beautiful.
Oh, you make pinatas, Jennifer? Like, that's a talent.
I make them for family members only.
That's good. My brother-in-law makes pinatas. He makes these big bombastic pinatas for his kiddos. He's from Venezuela, so I guess it's like a tradition or something.
Oh, okay.
So every birthday we go out in the garage and he hangs it from the ceiling and we let the kids beat the hell out of the pinata. It's a lot of fun.
I know. It's really fun.
He needs to make one for my birthday. We'll put like adult stuff in there. Shooters and vape pens will fall out
of it. Exactly.
No, for real.
That's what
for real.
When we make pinatas for the adults, we put flour in it.
Oh,
yes,
that's great.
Jennifer.
That's great.
Yes.
Make the adults happy.
You're funny. All right, girl. Let's do some fast five with you, pinata lady. In 10 seconds, I need... This is going to be just restaurants, but I need five restaurants with an animal either in their name or in their logo. Go.
Red Robin.
Yep.
I was hoping to get the Rock one.
You were ready for that Rock question.
How about, I think it's, was it Colorado's oldest restaurant or bar? I don't know. The Buckhorn Exchange, right?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard of that.
Panda Express.
I just think of Jollibee.
Panda Express.
Oh, and many, many more. I'm not going to give you any more.
It's so much harder than you
really
think.
Is.
I know.
It really is.
That's
Jennifer.
The fun of the game, though, Jen.
Oh, I know.
Everybody's in their car screaming at you right now.
I know.
See the Rainforest Cafe. All right, Jennifer, have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right,
bye, Jennifer.
She was sweet. April has been holding. Hi, April.
Hey, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. This note on my screen just says installed driveway. Did you install the driveway?
Oh, absolutely not. I need to be able to drive on it.
Oh, wow. All right. So you got a new driveway.
Yeah, no,
though.
My neighbor parks in front of my house, and I can't even, so I'm forced to park by Colfax, which I don't want to do.
No. Somebody might try to pick you up.
No. Well, that might be fun.
You'd
make the best of it, right, April?
Make a couple bucks,
right,
April.
Right.
You know?
What's a little stay in the hospital? Okay.
Good God. That escalated.
Right?
That escalated quickly. My goodness. Yeah, neighbors are jerks sometimes, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. What do I have for you? You ever heard of the game Operation? Operation.
The old school game.
Yeah, where you touch it and his nose goes. Burr. Give me five of the items that you pull out of that guy in the game of Operation. Go.
Oh, gosh. Heart, liver, bone, nose, eye, tongue.
No.
I forget.
Yeah. The bones were right.
You get one. There was a funny bone is one of them. Yeah.
Oh, funny bone. Yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff. The Adam's apple, the spare ribs, the bread basket. There's all sorts of stuff. April, thanks for playing.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, bye, April.
I didn't come up with that one. Don't be mad at me.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, that was a fun one.
Some of you are hanging up. Are you getting scared? 303-691-1649 if you want to play Fast Five. Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
Hey, you. What are you doing today?
We just got done hiking Devil's Head.
Ooh, nice. Katie likes to hike.
Yeah, you already hiked this morning?
You're tough.
Yeah, we got up at 3. It was beautiful.
Oh, that's so awesome. Like, that's when I used to, go out and hike, actually take trips to go hike. That's what it is. You have to get up at 3. You got to beat all the traffic and get it done before 7.
It's impressive.
Yeah, the sunrise.
Yes.
Beautiful. Oh, that's beautiful, beautiful.
I love that.
All right, let's do some Fast Five with you. Jenna, your letter is D, like doo-doo. Or D's nuts.
There it is.
D's nuts. In 10 seconds, I need 5 jobs that start with the letter D. Go.
Driver, door repairman, doctor.
No cheating.
No cheating.
No help.
You
were cheating. No help with people in the car. Darn it.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, shoot is right.
I didn't get any.
Nah,
I didn't
you're
get
fine.
Five,
yeah, your friend did, though.
No, you got 4. That was a good try.
Jenna, you hike on out of here. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye, Jenna.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. How are you today, sir?
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
Very good. Yeah, what are you doing today? Just going to work?
Yeah, on my way to work, yeah.
Womp, womp. Is there somebody at work you absolutely hate?
No, actually, I like everybody I work with, honestly. It makes it nice.
Yeah, that does make it
today
nice.
Today is National Leave Early Day from work as well. We're going to talk about it a little bit. They have the best excuses on how to get out of work, which I absolutely love. The number one is like, oh, how can you say no to that? So
exactly.
I'll tell you about it later. All right, your letter is D like Doug and D's nuts. Give me 5 jobs, no help, no cheating, that start with the letter D. Go!
A dermatologist, a doctor, a dentist, a dietitian, designer, DoorDash driver, doorman repair.
Well, you know your D's. There's one thing I need you to do for me, Dougie Doug.
What's that?
I need you to say, Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound for me.
Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound for me.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Let's go, Doug.
Doug is our winner of Fast 5 today.
Awesome. Dougie Fresh.
Yeah, Dougie Doug. Well done, sir. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back and tell you all about your prize, but we can't thank you enough for having us on and for calling and having a good time with us, Doug.
Hey, thanks, guys. Love listening to you guys. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks,
Doug. You make my drive good.
Well, you're right. So thank you, Doug.
Thank you for listening, Doug. We appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. That's how it's done. We'll do it again tomorrow morning here at Mix 100.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so today is National Leave Work Early Day. So if you're looking to get out of your job today, today's the day to do it. Now, they did put out a list of the best excuses that you can use to get out of work early. Some of these are pretty good. I do like number one. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, but I mean, the usuals are on here. You know, your car broke down. That doesn't really work if you're already at work, right?
Yeah.
My car broke down. Well, you're already here. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Jury duty's on there. I don't know anybody who has to just leave work unexpectedly.
Right? Like, they don't pick you. They give you some time for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like this one. You've got to leave to get your physical, because a lot of jobs require you to get a yearly physical for insurance. So, oh, man, that usually takes up half my afternoon, you know?
Yeah.
I got to go home and shower first.
Doctor's orders.
Doctor, I got to get my physical. I got to get blood work. I'm a little lightheaded because I'm fasting. That one's going to get you out of work.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. I broke a tooth.
Oh.
Or any sort of dental emergencies are good in
a
pinch.
One.
But you got to be like,
you
got to
break a tooth.
Show me your tooth.
Work. Yeah.
Show me your tooth, bro.
I don't know if that's necessary.
You'd have to go all in on that.
Like, maybe I need a root canal. Like, oh my God, I have a cavity and my tooth hurts. So
you could
bad.
Fake a pain. Yeah.
I can't even talk because my tooth hurts. Yeah. Yeah. That one's okay. But losing a tooth, that's extreme.
Losing or cracking? No, you got to prove that one. Okay. So you could say that your neighbors just called you and your dog ate something questionable at the house. You see him in the backyard, like puking everywhere and not acting right.
That would work.
That would work.
Yeah. That would get you home.
The first one on the list, this is a for sure thing. I just got an alarm that a pipe burst at my house.
Oh.
Again, how can
money.
You say no to that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tina. You're going to have to let your house flood.
Your house is going to flood, so I hope you have insurance.
But again, that's when you might have to follow through with.
Oh, yeah.
Like later. Yeah? Let me see pictures. What happened?
Oh, I know. You know which one I used once that worked? I mean, but it really happened to me is I lost a contact and I couldn't see anything. And so it was like very much where not only I couldn't see anything, but someone had to drive me home so I could get my glasses because my eyesight is
see, that's just bad. That's a big deal, though. I wouldn't be able to see either without my contacts.
Absolutely. So and
that's a good one, though.
One of them lost. Like, it screwed with me.
Guess I got to go home.
There you go.
I'll tell you for sure one, too, is just say that you got really bad diarrhea. But again, it's another one you got to follow through with.
No one wants to see those pictures. Stop. No, you don't.
No, you know, there's no pictures. No. This is leave work early. So sit at your desk today and crap your pants. For sure, you're getting out early. I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I could do that on command. Sitting here.
I don't know if I could do that. That'd be a heck of a commitment. Like, you know what? I'm not feeling it. I want to go home. Here we go. Hunker down.
Here we go.
You're really doing it.
Hunker down.
You're crapping in your office. You're really doing it.
I get you. How bad is your job for you to sit at your desk and soil yourself?
There's got
to
be another way. Lose your contact. Lose your contact.
I gotta go home.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got some stories about dates here. So the average all-in cost on a date in America, including pre-date grooming, gas money, all that, is up to about $252 for a date. Now, with that being said, I went out this past weekend. I'm trying to think of what we spent. I think dinner was like $150.
Yeah, it's expensive.
And, you know, tickets to Comedy Works and gas. And I didn't really spend much on the pre-date grooming. You get what you get at this point. Yeah,
right? 20 years in.
Yeah, you get what you get. I busted out my nice cologne.
Oh.
Okay.
A little polo red.
That fancy funk. Okay.
Fancy. With that being said, nearly 40% of Americans admit that they've gone on a date just to score a free meal. Why do I feel like I'm looking at Katie?
Did you see me nod my head? Yes. Oh, yeah.
I don't think Josh would have done this. Josh is paying because he's a gentleman.
Yeah.
He's a gentleman. He's paying. He's wooing all those ladies. And he got one, Princess Pilot, and she's great. But Katie, I mean, do you go on dates just for free meals?
Not just
for free. Or have you
free.
Considered it?
That's the thing is like my take on it is once you're already in the date and you know it's not working, I will still continue that date just so I get the food. Now, that being said, I will always offer to pay for my own food. Mm-hmm. Most people are just nice and want to pay for you even if you're not feeling the date. So I've been in the camp where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to keep this going so I can – you know, eat this cheeseburger free of charge. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that.
Yes, I'll have dessert.
Absolutely. I know, right?
We should get apps. We should get apps.
I feel like a soup. Today's a soup
Who
day.
Who wants some hummus?
Yeah, so I'm definitely in the camp. I've been there.
And it's been a minute, too, for you.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Let me ask Josh a question really quick. Do you feel like you've been out on dates with the ladies that just are using you for a free meal? Have you felt that before?
Yes. Not as much as I thought, though. Only like once or twice where at the end of the date I was like, she ordered a lot and we are not going to be talking after this.
Mm. So you feel it.
Yeah. But I don't really mind it because they still said yes. And you got to figure out
still
if you
sleep with you.
Well,
oh, that's right. It's called a foodie call. I was trying to think of the term. It's called a foodie call,
Josh, and
it's
you didn't deny it, did you?
We still got a whole date out of it. We still got the whole date experience.
Yeah,
I didn't really want to see him afterwards either.
Like, I was fine. I paid for a cheeseburger. It was fine.
I got my cheeseburger.
Hey, I bet you did.
Oh, yeah. Buns, too.
But buns, too!
Sesame seed buns.
This other story I have, a survey of 1,000 single adults reveal that 1 in 6 haven't dated somebody for about 2 years.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
That's a long time. Specifically, more so, they said, even offline. So people that you're just out and about and you meet somebody organically. if you're hanging at the pool or you're, you know, browsing Target or something and you bump into somebody.
Okay, so this is you haven't been on a date in 2 years. Not that you haven't been in a relationship.
Yeah, is that dating or relationship for 2 years?
Yeah, because I definitely go on dates more than once ever, but it's been like 5 years since I've been in an actual relationship.
You haven't dated somebody they've met offline, so that's the gist of this. Okay. So offline in 2 years. So essentially it's saying that people have a general lack of confidence right now when it comes to approaching somebody in person.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
They rely completely on the apps.
Well, and I think it's not even that I'm not confident in going up to talk to somebody. It's I'm automatically perceived as creepy when I go up and try and talk
to
somebody.
That's just in general, though.
Because, no, shut up, Jeremy. No, it's because people are so used to the interaction on the apps. Like, if you try and approach them in real life, they're like, get up out my face.
See, as a guy especially, girls immediately are almost turned off now to a guy, any type of guy approaching them.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
God, I have a hard time dating.
And you're a little afraid about it almost, like, because you're like, you know, are you
I don't want to come off as creepy. Yeah. Like, you don't want to just come up and be like, hey, I think you're attractive. I'd love to take you out. Women will be like, what? Like,
Is there none of that anymore? Just, hey, can I get your number or your Instagram? Or
it's pretty rare. I remember when I was in the dating pool, I tried to do that a little bit. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard because you don't know how you're going to be perceived. And now there's so many different ways that women talk to each other, especially like those Facebook anonymous groups and things that you'll be posted on for just approaching.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
it's
horrible. Can you believe this guy came up to me?
That's what it is.
It's not only that. It's they're trying to deter you from a scam. Like, you'll see it. You'll be like, ladies, if you see a dollar bill on the ground, don't pick it up because they're going to kidnap you.
Is that what you're
like,
doing, Josh, throwing dollar bills on the ground?
I'm not doing that.
There's all of that out there. So people are so on guard. They don't want to let anybody in. And so, like, meeting someone in real life is almost impossible now.
Be careful. There might be a man hiding under your vehicle licking your toes as you approach your car. Have you seen that one?
See? See? You've heard of him.
I'm kind of into that, actually. I'm not doing the licking. I wish somebody was under there licking my feet as I rolled up to my car, though.
You'd be into it.
I might lay on the ground and roll under the car with them. Stacy called in. Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
So are you like me, old school? Like, you would not survive in this dating app world right now?
I don't think I would.
Yeah. Are you with
that? I overthink all the, like, tone and stuff. I'm like, I don't know how they're going to read this.
Right.
Yeah.
Should I put in a winky face or is that, like, too much? So, like, how old are you? Like, when were you dating?
I'm 40, just a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
But I met my husband 20 years ago, and I just plopped down on a couch and asked him who he was and why he was there.
Yeah. Who are you? Why are you here?
So you've never had
like,
to...
You've
never had to deal with the online dating stuff. You've just done the in-person dating stuff your whole life.
It was like half and half. So I plopped down on the couch, and then I ended up getting his AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, wow. Back to
so we chatted.
That's old
but
school.
No apps.
Yeah, just instant message.
Yeah, back to the IM days.
Where was the couch at that you plopped down on?
It was in our student lounge in college.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
I knew he wasn't, like, one of us, one of our majors. So I was like, why are you in here?
Ah. Now, would you like to smash?
He ended up being a roommate of someone.
Oh, okay. And you've been together ever since?
Yep.
See, just talk to people. Just ask questions.
Now,
right?
Yeah, but
got a
now,
couple of kids. Still good.
I'll look at you guys.
It's so different now, though. Like, you have kids. You just said, Stacy. So do you think it's going to be the same for them where they meet people in real life and they're just able to create a connection like that?
So far, yes. I have one teenager now, and everyone he's met has been, like, in his classes at school.
Oh, okay. All
right. So you, like, met a girl in computer science.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that baby. Computer science
smart
class.
Girl, smart girl. Well, Stacy, we appreciate you calling in and having some fun with us. Thanks so much. And kudos to you and the Hubs for so long.
Thank you.
All right, Stacy. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye. Oh, she's sweet.
Yeah.
Super cute. Well, I think it's time for a little sports update. We got to talk to our sports expert, though. That's Josh.
Hi, Josh.
I almost said Katie, but
oh, well, I know it's Josh.
Katie's just looking at him like, what? No, what? What?
Am I an expert today? Oh, no.
No.
I should have studied.
No, you're not.
What you got, Josh?
There's a lot of sports going on around the world, including the NCAA championship right now for baseball. The Virginia Cavaliers were in this tournament earlier this week. They had been since eliminated, unfortunately. But one of the players there who was the closing pitcher is named Steven Schock. He pitched 2 1/3 scoreless innings to close out the game.
Good guy.
Win the game for them earlier, and then gave one of the greatest post-game interviews I have ever heard in my life.
You know, you walk into a stadium, 8,000 people, they all want you to lose. But as long as you got your 26 guys ready to kick ass or kick butt, you're going to be all right. Sorry, I sweared. I shouldn't have.
No, sweared. You're good, man. Let's go back to that last inning, ninth inning. What are the emotions like entering that inning?
Well, emotions are go in, win. I heard a fan offer free Dippin' Dots if I blew it, which the price of Dippin' Dots with inflation is just unreal. So for a brief moment, I was like, damn, Dippin' Dots sound good. But also, I thought in the back of my head, we win today, we win tonight. We're going to be here another day. That's more per diem. So that means I can buy my own Dippin' Dots and be a winner. It's really easy pitching when you got a defense like ours.
Does anything make you nervous?
Caves.
Caves. I love this guy.
The amount of weird things he said in that interview. It wasn't even about baseball at all. Like,
no.
Hey, you just won the game. How do you feel? I just want my Dippin' Dots.
Right. Did he say per diem?
Per diem. So you do get per diem if you play sports and play for a team in college, they give you a little cash to get some money, some food and stuff.
I like
He's
this
thinking
guy.
About Dippin' Dots.
What's his name?
Steven Schock.
Schock. They call him the Shocker.
I would assume in college, yes, they do. Absolutely.
I gotta
get
this
man
his
Dippin' Dots. How expensive are, have we did any research on that? How expensive are Dippin' Dots now?
I'm pretty sure he can afford his own Dippin' Dots at this point, but
he's got to. Get this man a podcast.
That is
or
a pricey snack, though.
It
oh,
is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't like the mint ones, though. Do you like the fruity or mint?
Fruity's
you gotta
go you
fruity.
Have to go. You gotta go fruity with those, but.
And then to end the interview, what scares you? They were talking about baseball. Caves?
I mean, they
caves
scare me
are pretty
too,
scary.
What's all the local stuff going on?
Oh, we're going right into it, are we? Okay, so let's start it up with the woman rescued from the hail. The photograph taken by Aurora Police is crazy because she's got a little red car and just the front end of it is sticking out of the hail. And she drove over it thinking that it was, you know, solid ground. But underneath said hail, floodwaters. She went right in. I know.
That's what she was saying.
No.
Poor lady.
No. Hail no.
I just feel so bad.
No.
That's typical.
To the not. No, it's not.
Female driver.
Don't you dare. This could happen to anybody. It happened
probably
to me
mostly
once.
Mostly a lady, though.
Shut up. It happens to people all the time. I was driving back when it was still Pepsi Center on Auraria Parkway right there. And you know how it dips? You know how it's like, woo,
there's a big
almost
old
like a roller
there.
Coaster ride right there. It was full of water, but it looked like just the littlest puddle.
Yeah.
And boy, my engine was thirsty because it soaked up all the water. It was
what's
parched.
Your gender?
Shut up, Jeremy. Oh. But no, like when I drove, it was like, that's what it sounded like.
When
like,
you were submerged in that water and your vehicle was diving, did you see any other like guy drivers around
Shut
you?
Shut up. No, like it happens to guys too. I've seen guys do this. It's not just women drivers. I am glad that this woman
that
is okay,
safe. I'll
though.
Just drive through all this water in my Miata.
Again, she thought I was in a Toyota Camry, sir. Just want to.
It's not much
you know,
bigger.
I know it's not, but it's bigger than the Miata. But
all the guys behind you were like, don't do it, lady.
Don't do it.
You look around, all the guys were sitting there in park, not doing it, and you're like, I'm not going for it.
I'm not even kidding. I felt like I had parted the Red Sea. Like, there was water on both sides of me. Like, it was. Was insane. Woo! Thankfully, I was okay. And thankfully, this woman's okay, too. Hey, out by the DIA, they've got a new travel center that they're building, and it looks really neat. They're calling it Elevate, and it's going to be 12,000 square feet. So they're targeting the people who are coming and going, picking up vehicles at their remote rental car facility. But it is really for everybody who's going in or out of the airport. So they're not only going to have just what you'd expect from a gas station. They've got 48 different gas pumps, I think. What does that remind you of?
Bucky's.
Bucky's is it. But they also have like a restaurant in there. They're going to have a rooftop deck in the lounge so you can go and get your drink on there as well. Hmm. And even a dog park at this place. So they're going to have all kinds of stuff for you. It looks ridiculously
fun. You can get tanked while you fill up your tank.
Yes!
Hail to the no.
Of course, someone else is filling up their tank, because if you're getting tanked, you're not driving, right, Jer?
I hope not.
That's part of it. Like, yeah, but definitely enjoy it. It's called Elevate. Okay, and... Okay,
what?
Elevate. That's it? Is that it?
Give me one more.
Okay, one more. The construction halted in Glendale. The big, like, city thing that they were going to do out there, they were going to create, like, an entertainment center. They had, like, a movie theater, restaurants, parking garage, retail establishments, and everything. So they started constructing it, and then they had to stop. And now the city of Glendale and this developer are blaming each other. They're you know, we had to stop because of the developer didn't do this. And the developer's
so they're fighting?
Like, yeah, they're fighting. And then the developer's like, no, it's the city of Glendale. They didn't do it. I actually have a line, a quote from the Glendale city manager, Chuck Line. And he said, it's like a divorce with multiple kids and the wife is pregnant. So that sounds like a crazy situation.
I think I know what it was.
Yeah, what was it?
Is the developer pulled out because it was a lady and she was driving in a hailstorm and she ended up in a ditch full of water.
You know, that wasn't it. No.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Well, that is the big question. Can you do it? And we will see if Catherine can do it today. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Whoa, hey. Top of the morning to you. Katie, say hi to Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Catherine, say hi to Katie.
Hello.
So, great to have you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I live in Douglas County. I love to camp and to read and to hike and just hang out.
All right, okay. You're pretty chill. Are you a mom? Are you a wife?
I am both. I'm also a new grandma.
Hey, Catherine!
Yeah. So that's been exciting.
Well, congrats. Yeah. Now you get to spoil that little grandbaby, you know?
Yes, sir.
Spoil the heck out of them. All right, Catherine. Well, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five pop culture trivia questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules, all right?
Sounds good.
Anything you'd like to say to her, Katie?
Oh, yeah. You know, just bring your A game, Catherine. I know sometimes we like to play it easy, but today you're going to come to play, okay?
Yeah.
I will do my best. Only know what I know.
Okay. All right. Hey.
Catherine, tell Katie to get the heck out of the studio.
Goodbye.
Okay. See ya.
Later, nerd. Get out of here, nerd. All right. She's leaving. She's gathering her drinks and her blanket. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. So there's no cheating. I come up with the questions, and we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back into the studios, Catherine.
All right.
Let's get her done. Here is your first question for the crush. What Taylor Swift song instructed listeners to, quote, get down to this sick beat? What song was that?
Oh, my goodness. I do not know Taylor Swift. I have no idea. Red. I have no idea.
Get down to this sick beat. It's a funny line. All right, I put you down for red. Which celebrity's Oscar selfie broke the internet back in 2014? Who was that celebrity?
Oh, my God.
This is a big
deal. I'm too old for this game.
You were alive in 2014. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Selfie broke the internet in 2014. Kanye West.
K to the West. All right. Third question. What was the name of Sabrina's black cat in Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know any of these. Let's see. Black cat would be, I don't even know, Bandit.
You banded the black
cat.
Yeah.
All right.
This is terrible.
No, no, it's okay. You're doing really bad. All right, here's the fourth one. I mean, like, really bad. Okay, so what is...
No,
like, horrible. Probably the worst one of the year. All right, so what is Buzz Lightyear's catchphrase? Come on, you got to know this one.
To infinity and beyond.
Oh, for God's sakes, I think you finally got one. All right. All right, you might know this one, too. How many secret herbs and spices are in KFC's original recipe chicken?
Oh, my goodness. Nine.
Niner. All right, let me wave Katie in. Come here.
Hi.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Just tell her now. I suck.
Oh, Catherine. I'm sure you didn't do that.
Well,
bad.
You don't know. Katie might suck it up, too.
Yeah, I have my days, Catherine, so.
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, what Taylor Swift song instructed listeners to, quote, get down to this sick beat?
Is that my girlfriend and a new girlfriend? It's Shake It Off, right? Yeah.
Sing the whole song there?
Catherine said Red.
Yeah.
Oh, sad. One down.
I don't know one Taylor Swift song.
It's okay.
You knew Red,
she's new and upcoming. It's all right. Nobody's even heard of her. Don't worry about it.
Right.
She's basic.
It's fine.
She's not
it's
that
fine.
Good. Okay.
She's so old news.
Yeah. Totally lame. Which celebrity's Oscar selfie broke the internet back in 2014?
Oh, the one with, like, who did have in it? Bradley Cooper. Ellen DeGeneres was in it. Jennifer Lawrence was in it. Is that what you need?
Well, who took the picture, though?
Ellen took it, right? Yes! Yes!
Okay. Catherine said Kanye West.
Oh.
Sad day for you. Yeah, it was Ellen. Guy. Look it up when we're done. It was
a
like,
great selfie.
It went everywhere. It was like the biggest thing on the internet.
Apparently, I need to look up everything.
Yeah, you really, it was, again, you did really bad.
It's all okay. Right. You've got some homework, Catherine.
I know.
It's fine.
What was the name of Sabrina's black cat in the TV show Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Oh, I don't. Oh, gosh, I see him. Was it like a Harvey?
Harvey the cat?
They starts with an H, right? Am I wrong? Hank? Is it Hank the cat?
You can't be wrong.
What is it? It was wrong. Okay, I'm wrong. We get it. What was it?
I got to play it one more time for Catherine, too. Bandit.
No, thanks for that.
Hold on to me.
What was it?
Salem.
No.
Like the Salem witch
yes.
trials. There you go.
Get it?
Oh, that makes sense.
There we go.
What is Buzz Lightyear's catchphrase?
To infinity and beyond. Yeah.
That's the one, Catherine.
Why did you have to get that?
Oh, sorry.
Catherine got it too.
I mean, space sucks.
Space sucks. Disney sucks. I feel like Katie's going to know this one because she's such a foodie, but. How many secret herbs and spices are in KFC's original recipe chicken?
Come on. The Colonel comes with 11 secret herbs and spices to play.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh
I'm sorry,
so
Catherine.
Close.
You said nine. You were close.
Yeah.
So close.
But today it is 4-1. Katie officially crushed you. She's laughing.
I'd like to thank you for that, Katie.
You were fun, though, Catherine. This was a fun round of Katie.
Thank you.
You're so delightful.
Yes, thank you.
You did, like,
calling.
Really bad.
if it had anything to do with sports, I would have nailed it.
Oh, the one day I didn't put any sports stuff in there, darn it.
Exactly.
Oh, well. Catherine, I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to come back and get some information from you so he can send you the podcast, all right? So you can hold on to the audio of you on the air. But thank you for playing.
Yeah, thanks.
Because I want to remember this.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Well, when you talk to him, just be like, never mind.
No, because you're so much fun. Catherine, you must relive this over and over and show all your friends because you were a blast.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Just great. Have a great day.
All right, you two,
hold on.
Oh, Katie, you kicked her butt today.
I know. Sometimes I try and be nice, but then I get excited because I know the answer.
I know KFCs.
Yeah,
I know the KFCs.